This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a story about tips, gratuities, and the move to change the federal minimum wage. The House of Representatives, with Democrats in the majority, recently voted to double the federal minimum wage by 2025 to $15 an hour. There's something that restaurant workers and those who go to restaurants need to know. The House bill, not yet law, to be clear, gradually phases out the current system where waitstaff can be paid way below the minimum, as low as $2 and change an hour. The Senate's not likely to take up the bill until after the elections next year, so there will be major jockeying on this, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Cassandra Keenest waits tables at a family-style restaurant in Pennsylvania. She likes her job, the variety, and customer contact.
It makes me feel over the moon when somebody appreciates the job I've done. Tips are my bread and butter.
She needs that bread and butter piled high because in Pennsylvania, the base wage for tipped workers is $2.83 an hour.
I'm a single mother. I have never made above $20,000 a year. There's so much financial insecurity.
Eliminating the sub-minimum wage for tipped employees would let servers take home more and more reliable pay, according to Julie Votman at the National Women's Law Center. She says when a server's take-home pay, including tips, doesn't add up to the full minimum wage, the employer is supposed to make up the difference, but workers get shortchanged.
There's a lack of information on the part of employees who often don't know that their employers even have that responsibility. It's a very difficult thing to track and enforce.
Votman says requiring employers to pay all workers minimum wage would raise incomes and reduce poverty. Restaurant owners warn it would raise their labor costs and hurt employment. Some servers worry it could hurt their tips.
The overwhelming majority of our money comes from tips, and we want it that way.
Joshua Chasen waits tables at an oceanfront seafood restaurant in Portland, Maine. He's co-founder of Restaurant Workers of America, a group supported by servers and restaurant owners. Chasen says when Maine raised the base wage for tipped employees a few years ago,
we had people saying things to us like, you make minimum wage now, do you still think we should leave 20%?
Chasen has a lot to lose if customers do get more stingy. Right now, he makes around $32 an hour. Tipped workers already get the same minimum wage as everyone else in seven states, including Oregon, at $11.25 an hour. Liz Kinneman is tending bar at a jazz club in Portland. She typically makes around $200 a night with tips. She thinks paying servers a sub-minimum wage is wrong.
You are predicating their financial worth as an employee based on how people tip, which is not necessarily reflective of the work that they do. We have a direct value to our employers, and our wages should reflect that.
The federal tipped minimum wage of $2.13 an hour hasn't been raised since 1991. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.